Blackstone Audiobooks presents Manassas by James Reasoner.
Chapter 1.
Easy now,
William Shakespeare Brannan breathed, as he watched the oncoming riders over the barrel of his rifle.
Just keep coming, boys.
Beside Will, his deputy, Luther Strawn, shifted a little, making the brush that concealed them rattle loudly. At least the noise sounded loud in Will's ears. He grimaced and shot a look at Luther, who just raised his eyebrows and shook his head. Under the circumstances, that was as much of an apology as the deputy could make. Will turned his attention back to the riders. There were six of them coming up the gentle slope of the hill toward the clump of live oaks, where Will and Luther were hiding. Beyond the riders, a broad, shallow valley fell away into the distance. In the spring, the valley would be filled with colorful explosions of wildflowers, and by summer it would be green with thick, lush grass. But now, in late January, 1861, it was a mixture of mottled browns and grays. The riders wore long gray coats, which made them blend into the background to a certain extent. If it came to shooting, that would make it more difficult, thought Will. Why couldn't bandits all wear nice, colorful bandanas to give a man something to aim at? His younger brother, Titus, might be able to shoot the wings off a butterfly at 1,000 yards, but Will had never been that good with a rifle. He was much handier with the 36-caliber Colt Navy revolver holstered on his right hip. Though as sheriff he considered it his job to keep the peace, he didn't use any gun unless he had to. Might just come down to that today. The riders were still far enough away that he couldn't see their faces very well, shaded as they were underneath the broad-brimmed hats. Will didn't have to see the men, to know them. Three of them were the Fogarty brothers, George, Ransom, and Joe. Two more were cousins of the Fogartys, Marcus and Newberry Painter, and the sixth and final man was Israel Quinn, whose wife, Marjorie, was some distant kin of the Fogartys and the Painters. Will never had been able to figure out exactly how Marjorie Quinn was related. Not that it mattered. Nearly all the men in that bunch, they'd be Fogarty, Painter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?